Pastor had shared with us Psalm 48, I believe. 148, praise the Lord. I continued to say, praise the Lord. They're just working on my mic, so bear with them. Praise the Lord. And said, you know, we just need to come in and have that heart of praise. Yes, there are things that can weigh us down this season for certain. But you know what? God is good all the time. God's love never fails. God's mercy is unending. And because of that, we can praise the Lord today. Well, we're going to start a little unusual today. We're going to have a little bit of a competition here. Oh, yeah. So if you've been around youth group for any period of time, you've probably done this before, or if you've been to ladies' Bible study, because that's what we do. So we're going to divide you up. We're going to split you right down the middle here. So Rosemary, we'll put you on that side. Joyce, we'll put you on this side. Paige, we'll put you on that side. Roger, we'll put you on this side. And what it is, it's a bit of a sing-off. So one side of the room is going to start this, and they're going to come up with a song that has the word love in it, something known. So it could be a worship song, it could be a radio song, it could be any of those kind of songs, mainstream, whatever, that have the word love in it, and you're going to sing at least one line. So you might have to poke your neighbor to, you know, if you think of one, you can either belt it out solo or you can poke your neighbor to catch a line of it. Now, this side of the room, you have to reciprocate. You have to come up with a song. And it goes back and forth until a side cannot come back up with a song with the word love in it, or until lunch happens. No, I'm just kidding. We'll stop it before then. All right, so who's like, yeah, I got one. I'm going to start this thing. All right, so this side over here is going to be the starting side. Okay. Very good. All right. Okay, this side. Oh, okay. Shelly has one. So if some of you are cooking up something, save it for the next round. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. That was like a three-part round, that song. Yeah. Well done. Well played. All right. Okay. I don't know if that counts. You knew three words, which are all love. Okay, we'll give it to you. All right, back to the other side. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I have a feeling Davidson could be a team unto himself. I think he's got a really long list there. All right. All right. Oh, I heard one in the back. You got to save it. The other team might steal it. What was it? Okay, nice.
I love rock and roll.
All right. Okay. All right, Whitney's in the house. Okay. Oh, they tried to steal your turn. Now you could steal, you know? He went on a second turn. All right, we're over here. All right. Okay. I'm impressed. You know quite a bit of that. Well done. All right. Okay. All right, there it is. Okay, we're going to give it one more round. Back to this side. Really? Okay, good to know. Okay, back to, we actually have to finish with you guys because we started with you guys. All right. Okay. There's smatterings of love happening over there. So we'll give it to you, okay? All right, and then last round for you guys. What do you got? I was going to say, I think that's a repeat. Because I already got it stuck in my head, so I'm thinking it's a repeat. Yep. I think Rosemary led off on that one. Oh, there we go. All right. Well done. Well done. Yeah, this could go on for a while. There are a lot of songs. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. We got a little jazz going on over here. All right. Well done, everybody. Thanks for playing along. So here's, I know, you're gonna think of tons of them over lunch, I just know. So, of course, there is a point to all of this, and that is you could hear from all of your input into this little activity all of the ways that we consider love or express love. We have, of course, our love of the Lord and our worshipfulness, but then we have Love Me Do, we have Barney, the dinosaur, we have Love Me Tender, the love boat, Travis's wonderful song of love. Yeah. So many different perspectives on love. And I want to read to you this morning from John 3:16. I know we probably, many of us, know it off by heart, but there's something just in seeing the words as well. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. This is how God loved the world. Would you turn with me to 1 John 4? And we're going to go there in just a few moments. But what kind of love does God have for us? Is it the love like we love ice cream? Is it the love the Barney the dinosaur has for all the little ones watching? What kind of love does God have for us? Now, we struggle in the English language with the word love. So some of you might be aware that in the Greek, there are actually six different words used to describe the word love. So there's agape, phileia, ludos, eros, pragma, phalousia, and they describe everything from friendship love to flirtatiousness, romantic love, long-suffering, and self-love. So in the Greek, they didn't have to go up to somebody and say, you know, do you like them or do you like them? They didn't have to do things like that. They had a word to describe that kind of love, and they were able to go there. We have one word, and we use it in so many different contexts, right? Like I said before, I love ice cream, I love you, I love my day off, I love, you know, all of those things. I love being here too, but I also love my day off. So we see love in so many different ways. So what kind of love does God love us with? What is his love like? Well, I can say this to you this morning. You can be confident that God loves you with an everlasting love. And this morning, as we come together before Christmas, I just want to bring to you a word of encouragement this morning. I want you to leave just going, you know what? My heart was lifted up. Whatever weight you might be under as you came in this morning, whatever is going on, know that the Lord loves you with an everlasting love. And as we celebrate this last week of Advent, we can focus on that and we can celebrate that. So 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, it says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love." So first of all, God is love. Not only is he love, he is the originator of love. Love came, he created love. He is love in every nature of his being. It is his primary attribute. It is what he created. So it's not a cheap knockoff, God's love. It's not something he learned from us. He originated it. So, you know, if you go buy an iPhone, you're not wanting a cheap knockoff. You're wanting the original version. And God offers us the original version of love, because he is the originator of love. And because of this, we can trust his love. We don't have to worry, am I going to get his love home and it's not going to work and it's not going to connect to Wi-Fi? No, his love is the first and foremost, the purest, the created by him. It's not a watered-down, broken version. Now, the thing is, even if your experiences have taught you differently about what love is, God's love doesn't change. So sometimes we can struggle with that view of how God loves us because of perhaps our circumstances or our upbringings. But God is saying, my love doesn't change. Just because that is your perspective on who I am doesn't change what my love is. And that's why it's so important for us to dig into the Word and gain a full understanding of his love. Now, sorry, because I lost my thought right there. 1 John 4:9-10. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. We have some friends of ours in Alberta, and many, many years ago, we adopted this little phrase that we would say, for you, anything. So, you know, we'd call one another up, hey, could you watch my kids for you, anything. Do you think you could type up that letter for me? For you, anything. And to this day, back and forth via text message or whatever, we have that little tag, for you, anything. God says that about you. He says, for you, anything. He is watching out for you. We sing songs where it says that the Lord is our defender. He has your back. Psalm chapter 18, verses 2 and verse 6 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. And I would think he might add to that, for you, anything. God's love is not about fear. 1 John 4:18 says, such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. The one who is afraid of God's judgment, it also says in some translations, has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love. So if we live in our relationship with the Lord in fear and we're worried about him, you know, striking us or whatever, then chances are we've not fully experienced his love. Because of God's love, we can actually rid ourselves of the messages that say, I'm not lovable, God only tolerates me, I've done too much, I've gone too far, he can't accept me, God is out to get me. None of those things are true. And we understand that fully when we come into a full understanding of what his love is. God's love is also faithful. Psalm 136:26 says, give thanks to the God of heaven, his faithful love endures forever. Or another translation reads, his steadfast love endures forever. This means that his love is loyal, it's constant, devoted, true, unswerving, committed. That's a pretty big deal, because I don't know about you, but I fail in loving people like that. I'm not always constant, devoted, true, unswerving, and committed, though I certainly try. But God loves us that way. His love isn't fickle. It doesn't look for someone better or more suitable. It's constant. It's unchanging. It's firm and reliable. There are no love moods with God. So we don't have to wake up and wonder, does God love me today? Is he in the mood to love me? Is he upset with me in some way? You know what? Even when he wants to bring correction, it says that he brings loving correction to us, like a father disciplines his children. So when we discipline our children as earthly parents, we don't love our children any less, but sometimes we need to bring loving correction. And so the Lord loves us even in those moments, and his mood doesn't change. He's not, well, you know, you did that, so sorry, not today. Come back tomorrow and see if you can try harder, and I'll let you know then what your status is. That's not how God's love operates. So as we close, I'm almost done here. That was surprisingly fast. We could have had our competition go a lot longer, hey? Yeah. I want to share with you a song that there were seasons in my life where I very much doubted God's love for me. And this is a song that I used to play over and over and over on repeat, and I would just let the final words of the song wash over me. And that's what I want to invite you to do this morning, is just let these words wash over you. I'm not going to play the song. I'm just going to share the words and let you see them on the screen. But I want to just take a few moments at the end of the service today. Perhaps you're in a place where God's love has not been made perfect in you, where you don't have sufficient understanding of his love for you. And I just want to allow some time for God to minister to you today. So these are the words from Times by the group called 10th Avenue North. I hear you say, my love is over, it's underneath, it's inside, it's in between. The times you doubt me, when you can't feel, the times that you question, is this for real? The times that you're broken, the times that you mend, the times that you hate me, and the times that you bend. Well, my love is over, it's underneath, it's inside, it's in between. These times you are healing, and when your heart breaks, the times that you feel like you're falling from grace, the times you are hurting, the times that you heal, the times you go hungry and are tempted to steal, the times of confusion in chaos and pain, I'm there in your sorrow under the weight of your shame. I'm there through your heartache. I'm there in the storm. My love, I will keep you by my power alone. I don't care where you fall, where you have been. I'll never forsake you. My love never ends. It never ends. You can be confident this morning, church, that God loves you with an everlasting love, that his love can wash over you this morning in newness. This morning, my prayer for you is that you would gain a fresh understanding of this and lay some things down today that have been interfering with your ability to receive his love. It could be shame. It could be fear. It could be being caught up in the do's and don'ts, and we forget that God is just coming along and gently leading us. It could be resistance, previous disappointments, wounds, or doubt. And some of these statements, even in the scripture, may have created an internal response in you. Like, well, no, his love isn't all that firm or steadfast, or how can you say he'd do anything for me? And often that's just a little noteworthy moment to say, okay, God, what's going on there? Why am I not able to receive that statement as truth? So I'm going to invite the worship team to come back up. And I want to encourage you today that positive or negative, if you've been reassured of God's love this morning, or if you're kind of fighting it a little internally and going, well, I'm not so sure about that, I want to encourage you to lean into truth this morning and to feed your spirit with truth from God's word about his love and do what is necessary to come and receive. So as the worship team comes and we close, I'm going to invite you just to allow the Lord to minister to you. You can remain where you are and just, you know, sometimes it's just palms up saying, God, just minister to me where I'm at, just a sign of openness. You're welcome to come up here and be ministered to at the altar. But I want to encourage you, don't leave here the same way you came in. If there's something going on internally that you need to address in relation to God's love, to take the time to do that. 1 John 3 says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Amen? Today we are children of God. Well, I'm going to turn it over to the worship team and just allow them to play and allow you to respond. And this altar is open, your seat is open, and then we'll just come back together and close the service. Lord, we thank you for your love. God, we thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love. And God, I pray for those here who do not have that sufficient understanding, God, that fight and struggle against your love, Lord God, because of hurt or woundedness or fear. God, would you break those things down, Lord? Would you release those things in the mighty name of Jesus so that we can receive your perfect love? Lord, that we can walk in an understanding of who you truly are and how deeply you care for us. God, you loved us enough to send your Son for us. Lord, before you knew us, before you knew what how we would walk and choose, Lord, though you knew, God, you did it anyway, Lord God. We are so thankful for that. This morning, before we go and before we finish praying, I just want to make an invitation. If there's anybody here that has not begun a relationship with Jesus, you've not had a chance to receive his love and walk in a relationship where he offers forgiveness of sins and an eternity with him in heaven, and you'd like to do that today, I'd love a chance to pray with you. I'm just going to ask you to slip up your hand where you're at. Is there anyone here like that this morning? All right. Well, we thank you, Lord God. We trust in the ability of your love, Lord God, to do your work in our hearts and in the hearts of those who don't yet know you. God, would you continue to remind us this Christmas season of the hope, the expectation, and the love that you've given to us. Lord, we thank you for your peace. God, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate your coming and to anticipate your future coming, Lord. We are so grateful. In your name, amen. Amen. All right, well, you are dismissed. Feel free, of course, this area is open if you need to linger, if you need prayer. Otherwise, you're free to go.